Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and Offsides College Football's Top 25 Plus 5. I am your host, Michael Bejas. We broadcast live all over the world, so if you come on over to the Trim Radio Network, I'll tell you, we have a lot of stuff going on. We have some great shows, everything from Bare Knuckles Radio Show, America's Funniest Online Dates, to Money and Change Radio Show, to Fishing in Florida Show, to the Red Pill Reality Show, Spiritual Freedom Show. We have the Brighter Life Show, Take Point 22, which is on tonight, right after Slobber Knocker, which is right after Offsides right here. I mean, we have Circle of Q. We have so much going on, all the way, even the Brighter Life Show. We just have a lot going on, and we have some great merchandise. So if you ever are interested in wearing our apparel and sporting us, we would be honored if you would do that. And if you ever want to join the Trim Radio Network, all you have to do is message us and we'll show you how easy it is to do. So if you want to come up for a show and do a podcast or whatever, or do it live, and we could do that too. It doesn't matter how we do it. Anyway, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others, and any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. We also have a call-in number, 803-866-1667, 803-866-1667, and that music you heard right there, Bring Me to Life from Evanescence, because tell you what, a lot of these college programs need to be brought to life, and that's covered under our BMI music license, 615-1658, and you know what, we're going to need to just get right to it, because we have so much going on. So let's talk about some of the scores that we saw this weekend. You know what, we're going to go over them all real quick. And we had South Carolina State, and here's some of the games that are going to be coming up. And, well, for some reason, you did not want to give me the scores. But, so we're going to ignore that part real quick. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to go over what the scores were. Georgia won 39-22. And I'm going to tell you, anyone who mocks the Golden Flashes of Kent State, this school schedules just unbelievable opponents. Unbelievable. I mean, understand, they scheduled Washington already. You know, they have Georgia that's there. I mean, they're going against Oklahoma. They went against top schools. I mean, they're not afraid to play anybody. They're kind of like App State, which is why I really like them, is because they're just not afraid to play anybody. Ohio State, big-time winners over Wisconsin, 52-21. They just smoked them from the beginning. I mean, it was already 45-7, and they started putting in the second and third string. Ended up being 52-21. Alabama, they were winners. You know, they knocked off Vanderbilt 55-3. And really, when you look at these top teams, these top three teams, they separate themselves. They really do. They just, all of a sudden, there's Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, phew, everybody else. Michigan was winner, and they played a tough game against Maryland, 34-27, and I'm going to tell you, I think Maryland shot themselves in the foot in that game. Tennessee, you know, they were winners, 38-33 over Florida, and boy, was that a game. That was a game. I enjoyed watching that game, and they really, it should have been a little bit more. That quarterback, Hooker, is something else. He is awesome. Clemson winners, 51-45 over Wake Forest. That was a tough double overtime win. USC winners, 17-14. Oklahoma State, I didn't get that one. Kentucky, well, they won 31-23. Penn State won 33-14. North Carolina State won 41-10. Ole Miss winners, 35-27. Washington, they won 40-22. Utah, they were winners, 34-13. In Pittsburgh, they were winners, 45-24. Texas A&M, they were winners, 23-21, and did they get lucky? Oregon, 44-41. Minnesota, they were winners, 34-7. Oklahoma, they took it on the chin for Kansas State. 41-34, and I'm just going to tell you, they were just outplayed the whole way through. Like I said, Wake Forest, they lost 51-45. Arkansas, they lost 23-21. Syracuse, they were winners 22-20. Baylor, they were winners 31-24. Cincinnati were winners 45-24. UCLA, they won 45-17. And Kansas State, of course, they won 41-34. So looking at my top 25 for this week, Georgia. You know, no matter what, Georgia is right there because on both sides of the ball, they're playing the most complete football. They look tough. The defense is amazing. This game might have been a little bit of an anomaly, overlooking something here, but either way, they still went in there and they got business done. And that's the bottom line. That's why the dogs are nasty, rapid little animals. And I'll tell you what, not to be messed with, because right now they're the best team in all of college football. My number two was Alabama. It is Ohio State. Ohio State went out and played a great game and just really to the watershed to Wisconsin. Wisconsin's known for their defenses a little bit better. Running backs and everything else, they just shut them down. When you start getting to 45-7, you know what? You kind of let off the gas, and I think that kind of bothered Ryan Day. He was trying to tell them, "Day, listen, don't stop here. Let's keep going." And I mean, they already had this thing put away early on. It was 28-0 at the very beginning. I mean, it was just that fast, and I was like, "Whoa!" So Ohio State jumps Alabama. Alabama, who played Vanderbilt, well, 55-3 winners. And, Bama does what Bama does. They're the elephant in the room. Until somebody can tame them, well, you're pretty much going to get what you're going to get. Michigan, I think, got lucky. And I think they got lucky with Maryland. Maryland, right from the onset of the game, I watched he just dropped it, and that was it, and gave him great field position. I mean, if you're going to give them 7 to 14 points in the game and you're playing a team like Michigan, don't expect to win. It's not going to happen. The Wolverines are not going to give you that. They're a good team. They're well-rounded. And Jim Harbaugh has them pretty much prepared. And they were prepared, and, they got the luck of the day, so that's just the way it went. Tennessee, I rank them number 5, and I'm going to tell you why. It's just because they played such a complete game. Understand, when you only win one time in like 16 years to the Florida Gators, and you pull off a game like this, and they were on top of it, and that kid was throwing, Evan Hooker was just on the money, and they were just marching down the field, running, passing, just everything that you can imagine on offense, and they look good doing it. Very complete, got exactly what he needed to get to win that game. They were very complete, and they won that game, and that's the bottom line, and they look real good doing it. And I think that they've just – it really could come down to Georgia-Tennessee, and on the other side, you know it's going to be Alabama. So one of those three teams is – there it is. Clemson. Clemson's got some issues. they've got some issues, and they better shore them up because it's on the defensive side. The offensive side, they look good. But on the defensive side, I think Dabo has a lot of things to work out because just wasn't looking all that great. USC struggled with Oregon State, and I'm going to say they did. 17-14, okay, hey, great, You win that game, you only win it by 3, but they went in and did what they had to do because Oregon State lately has had their number, and they pulled it off, and that's the bottom line on that one. So they were number I have Clemson and USC tied for number 6. Kentucky. I have Oklahoma State, by the way, at number 7. They had by Kentucky, number 8, winners 31-23. Kentucky is rolling. But can they keep up with the Georgias and the Tennessees? I don't think they can. So, why they're ranked number 8 now, they're probably not going to stay there because with the likes of Georgia, with the likes of Tennessee. I just don't see it happening. I see them finishing third. Number nine, Penn State. You know, 33-14 winners. Penn State is looking very, very good. They're 4-0. They look tough. I worry about them a little bit because they have those days and we have to go over to Happy Valley, the Buckeyes do, and go play there. So that's going to be a very, very tough game when that comes up in a few weeks. North Carolina State, they look good. 41-10, they keep doing what they're supposed to do, and they keep winning that, and they're looking awful good too. Ole Miss, well, they won 35-27. Again, a lot of close games here. A lot of parity here. 35-27 winners. And that's what you're seeing with the teams beyond number four and number five. Now you're starting to see some parity. And I mean, it's to the point where we're within a touchdown or two touchdowns. Really, it's a touchdown. So it's been very close this last week for a lot of the teams ranked in the top 25. Washington, well, they were winners. They're 4-0, and they're 40-22 winners. So they look awful good. The Huskies seem to be playing exceptionally well ball. Utah is 34-13. They are 3-1. Are they as good as Washington? I don't know yet. We're going to see. But I really think it's going to come down to, for the Pac-12, it's going to Utah, Washington, and USC. And we'll see who has the strength to ride it out in the end. I'm not so sure Oregon is, you know, they're a little bit down the list. I'm not so sure they're going to be able to hang with them. Number 14, Pittsburgh. Hey, they were winners, 45-24. Pittsburgh's a very good team. Everybody overlooks Pittsburgh. And you better not do that in the ACC. I'm just going to tell you right now, don't do that in the ACC. If you overlook Pittsburgh, they won it all last year. They have the capability of doing it again this year. So Clemson, better watch out because eventually they're going to meet. And Wake Forest had them. Pittsburgh is a much more complete team than Wake Forest. Number 15, Texas A&M. Lucky winners. 23-21, and that was over Arkansas. Again, it just mattered how the ball bounced, and unfortunately did not go Arkansas's way. It went Jimbo Fisher's way. So, two points there. Again, crazy close scores. Oregon, 44-41 winners, and they are number 16. Number 17, Minnesota, 34-7. They're 4-0. A lot of people overlooked the Minnesota Golden Gophers last year. I said, don't do it. Don't do it. They're awful good. They're just awful good in the Big Ten. I really believe they're going to give people fits along the way. And they're tough. They're just plain old tough. Oklahoma, you fell all the way to number 18. I'm sorry, but 41-34, you lost. Kansas State, they just beat you, and that's the bottom line. You want to be in the top five, you want to be in the top six, even the top 10. Guess what? You have to beat those teams, and you didn't get it done. So that's the way it went. And Wake Forest, you know, I'm going to keep you at 19 because you lost a close game to who they've picked to win the ACC. So we're going to keep you at number 19. You know, you lost 51-45, double overtime. Looks tough. Let's see what you do the rest of the way. You lose again, you're out. But we'll see. Arkansas, same with you. I really thought that you could run a little bit better and get things done. Do I think you should have tripped up on Texas A&M? No. I think you should have beat them. But it's the way it goes. You're 3-1 now, so we'll see how you hold up the rest of the way. Syracuse. 4-0, winners 22-20. Again, huge close score. These scores are unbelievable. They're so close. Baylor, 31-24 winners. They're 3-1. We've got you at number 22. Cincinnati, welcome to the top 25. You are back. The Bearcats are back. They won 45-24. They're 3-1. They're a tough team. Luke Fickell has them playing very good sound football. They're prepared. He is a great, great coach. And I mean, he is just a very good coach. Number 24, UCLA. Well, you are winners 45-17. They're 4-0. Here's that other team right here in the Pac-12. So tough to see who's going to hang and who's not going to hang. So we have UCLA at 4-0. We have USC at 4-0. We have Washington at 4-0. We have a very tough Utah team and a very tough Oregon team. Oregon, after the first weeks of shellacking, well, they seem to have bounced back. They've got speed. They're fast. They hopefully, maybe, possibly, I don't know. We'll have to see, but those are your four teams out of the Pac-12 you're going to have to keep an eye on. Welcome to the top 25, Kansas State. You won 41-34. Wonderful upset, and you pulled it off. Can you hang on? You're 3-1. We're going to see how you hang on. Now, my plus five, a little different here. A lot of people are probably going to be yelling at me a little bit, but oh well, that's the way it goes. I make it, you don't. If you disagree, 803-866-1667. I'll listen to you. Bring it on. We'll talk about it. Number 26, App State. You know, they're 2-2, but they're just a giant killer, and I can assure you they're going to have a lot more wins than they're going to have losses. I think they have their two losses. Now they're done. So now they're going to win the rest of the games, and that's what I think they'll do, but we'll see. 27, and this one's really going to make everyone mad, Florida State. They're 4-0. Why didn't I put them in there? And they were winners 44-14. They've had some ugly wins, and I'm just not so sure they're back. I just don't believe it. I could be wrong. We'll wait and see. But for right now, you're just outside the top 25. You're at 27. Number 28, Maryland. Yes, you lost 34-27. But I'll tell you what, it's okay. You lost to Michigan, very good team. You're number 28. You're just outside the top 25. Let's see how you hold up going on down the line. But I think for right now, this is right where you belong. Oregon State, same thing. Close game. You lost 17-14. It's tough when you lose to a team like USC. You've had their number the last couple of years. They got lucky and things went their way, and that's the way it goes. So you're going to stay at number 29. That's the way it is. Number 30, Iowa State. You lost 31-24. It's okay. It's all good. But you're not climbing any higher until you can prove yourself. So at 3-1, you look good. But let's keep going from there. And of course, I did not leave BYU in the top 25. I just don't believe that they can play with the likes of Arkansas or with Washington or Oklahoma State or Kentucky or Tennessee or any of those teams. They're good, but I just don't think that they can play with them. So you won 38-24, but you are my number 31, and that's where my list stops. We have some great games that are going to be coming up, and I'm looking forward to a lot of them. Let's see if we can get a look at everything here. We have, and I'm going to go over all the games. I'll tell you what's going to be coming up right now with South Carolina State at South Carolina, 1-2 versus 2-2, BYU at USU. So we'll see that coming up. They're 3-1 versus 1-3. Tulsa's at Houston. Utah, well, you're at MTSU. San Diego State, you're going to play BSU. Washington is going to be at UCLA. Here you go. Here's your two 4-0 teams. So we're going to see how they perform. Hard to say how this is going to turn out. I really think that Washington ends up winning this game. We'll have to wait and see. Army at GAST, Georgia State, but I believe that is. I could be wrong. I don't have my glasses on. We have Illinois at Wisconsin, 3-1 at 2-2 Wisconsin. I like Wisconsin in this one. I think they bounce back from the drubbing that they took from Ohio State, and they knock off Illinois. They both become 3-2. Louisville is at Boston College. So Louisville's 2-2. Boston College, well, they're not so good. They're at 1-3. They're going to be at 1-4. And here we go. Now we're getting on to the Michigan versus Iowa. Iowa's 3-1. Michigan is 4-0. Iowa's only loss was to Iowa State. Michigan pulls this one out if Iowa's defense cannot hold them. We will see. And I think that Iowa's going to have a tough time at Michigan. I think Michigan takes this one. They go to 5-0. Navy at 1-2, at Air Force 3-1. Air Force is going to take that one. Oklahoma 3-1, who just came off of their first loss, is going to be a TCU 3-0. I got to tell you, if Oklahoma hasn't fixed the problems that Kansas State gave them, TCU will win this game. The Horned Frogs will win this game. So that'll be a great game. Minnesota 4-0 at Purdue 2-2. I'm Minnesota on that one. Temple is at Memphis. Kansas State is at Texas Tech. Both of them are 3-1, and I like Kansas State in that one. Mississippi 4-0 at Kentucky. Here we go, 4-0. I like Mississippi on this one. Oregon State, they're 3-1. They're at Utah 3-1. I like Utah on that one. Alabama is at Arkansas. Well, we're going to find out how good Arkansas is, or if you're going to be out of the top 25 altogether next week. You're 3-1 at Alabama, 4-0. We're gonna have to see how this looks. We're gonna find out who Bama is. Bama is always the elephant in the room. Let's see if they're very consistent this year. Appalachian State, they're at Citadel. They're gonna take that game. And if we keep moving on down, Iowa State University is at Kansas, 4-0. We're going to see how that plays out, but I like Iowa State on that one. Maryland and Michigan State University. I like Maryland. I think Maryland upsets Michigan State. They go to 2-3, and Maryland goes to 4-1. Penn State should have no problem with Northwestern. And then we have Oklahoma State at Baylor. Oklahoma State is going to take out Baylor, I believe. They'll go to 4-0. Baylor will go to 3-2. Ohio State at Rutgers. And Ohio State, no problem. They should go to 5-0. But Rutgers aren't they're not an easy team to play. I mean, they're 3-1. There's a reason they're 3-1. But Ohio State should be able to handle them pretty easy. Virginia Tech, 2-2 at UNC, 3-1. And I like UNC. Wake Forest 3-1 at Florida State. That's going to be a game. That's a toss-up. I think Wake Forest has the tools. They could upset Florida State. We're going to find out how good they are. Texas A&M 3-1 at Mississippi State 3-1. I like Texas A&M. And Washington State at Cal. They're both 3-1, and I like Washington State. We're going to see what the Cougars can do, but I like them. And Cincinnati is at Tulsa, so we'll see. 3-1, Tulsa 2-2, and I like Cincinnati. LSU is at Auburn, both 3-1. I like LSU on this one. I just think that they have a little more oomph, and they play tough ball. Indiana 3-1 at Nebraska, 1-3. Indiana should be 4-1 by the time that game's done. Clemson is at North Carolina State. Both of them, here we go, are 4-0. I like Clemson in this one. We're going to have to see how it goes, but if they can fix that defensive problem that they were having, they should be all right. Georgia's going to be playing Missouri. I like Georgia. Duke is going to be playing Virginia. I like Duke. And Texas, 2-2. Well, they're at West Virginia University. That's a toss-up, but I'll take Texas in that one. And right now, I'll tell you what, I am done with my predictions and I am done with my games here. We are going to go on over to Slobberknuckle. And we're going to see how that goes right here with Austin Neely coming up right in just a minute. So stay tuned, folks, and we'll be right back on the Trim Radio Network.